I'll begin this morning by reading one of Shinran Shonin's Wasan hymns. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Shinran Shonin no Gowasan o itadaite kara hajimari. When we say Namo Amida Butsu, the four great Deva kings together protect us constantly day and night, and let no evil spirits come near. Namo Amida Butsu, Tono Reba. Morning, everyone. Minasan ohayou gozaimasu. I just returned with my family from Japan yesterday, so I have a little bit of jet lag. Normally, I try to be here around 7 this morning, so I set my alarm for the usual time to get up, and then I just woke up and looked at the clock. It was 9 o'clock. It's after 9, actually. So I apologize to those of you who are here at 8:30 for Shoshinge. Thank you, probably Saiki-san or Michael let it in my place. So, but I made it here for service, and we had a very nice trip. It's interesting, this time being in Japan, I've noticed every time I go back, it changes a little bit. Japan changes very quickly, and particularly the things that are fashionable change. And this time, when I came back, I was astonished. The first thing I noticed when I got off the plane, there was a McDonald's at the airport, and they had Halloween-themed French fries at McDonald's. And when I was living in Japan, this was now the last time I was, you know, there, really living there was in 2010. So it's been over 6 years since I came back. And Halloween was, you know, completely under the radar. You wouldn't notice it at all. And it was a thing that as an American or a Canadian, you could say, oh, we're going to celebrate Halloween now. And, you know, you would dress up and everybody's like, why are you dressing up? What's going on? And so it was a kind of special American thing that now has been lost and become part of the greater sort of Japanese cycle of celebrations and selling special themed foods at McDonald's. So, but had a very nice time and saw lots of Halloween decorations and Halloween things everywhere we went. And one of the things that has been imported now to Japan from the United States is graveyard themed decorations, right? Does anybody have graveyard themed decorations in their house or in their neighborhood? Right? Yeah, right, because we put the graveyard theme out at Halloween. Why do you think we put graveyard theme out at Halloween? Any ideas? What do you think, Cameron?
Because haunted houses.
Haunted houses, right? What do you think? What do you think, Tayo?
Make it more scary.
Scary, that's right, to make it more scary, because graveyards are scary, right? Graveyards are scary and spooky. And so one of the things that we do whenever we go home to visit my wife's family, the first thing we do after we arrive at the family, at their house, is we offer incense at their obutsudan. And then as soon as we get there, we go out. We leave the house and we walk down the little alleyway where they live to the local graveyard. We go down to the local graveyard, and we do something called Ohaka Mairi. Ohaka Mairi. Has anybody here ever done Ohaka Mairi before? Do you know what that is? Yeah, Kate, what is Ohaka Mairi? Right, and where do you do it?
At the graveyard.
At the graveyard, that's right. That's right. The first thing we did was we went to the graveyard. And, you know, the thing about it was we weren't scared at all. We weren't scared at all. And when we saw these graveyard decorations, my son Dioma, he said, "Why do they have all these graveyard decorations?" I said, "Well, graves are spooky, right?" He says, "Not really, not for Buddhists, right? Because we go to the grave regularly. Here at the San Mateo Buddhist Temple, we do Ohaka Maiti twice a year. Does anyone know when we do Ohaka Maiti for the whole, everybody, the temple all goes together? Do you know one of the days, Cameron?
Sunday.
We do it on a Sunday. We do it on the Sunday of, anybody know? One of the grown-ups could maybe tell me. Do you,
Memorial Day.
That's right. Memorial Day. And we do it one other time. We do Ohaka Maiti in the morning before we dance. During, Enzo? Obon, right? So here at the San Mateo Buddhist Temple, we do Ohaka Maiti twice a year. We do it on Memorial Day, and we also do it on the Sunday before Memorial Day, and we also do it on the Saturday of our Obon. And we do other times, we'll do Ohaka Maiti. Has anybody here ever been to a memorial service at the cemetery before? Cameron's been to one. Nicole, yeah, a few of you.
One here.
One here at the temple, right? We don't have a graveyard here at this temple, but many, many temples in Japan have graveyards at them. And so you see graveyards all over the place in Japan because temples are in the middle of neighborhoods usually. And so there's usually a graveyard in the middle of the neighborhood where people can go to remember their loved ones. And so, you know, I think here in the United States, oftentimes we think graveyards are spooky. And why do we think they're spooky? What might be at the graveyard? What do you think, Tayo?
Zombies
might be there. Might have zombies, the living dead, right? Yeah, what do you think? Yeah, how about you, Cole? Yeah? Yeah? Oh, wow, his eyes just turned bright red and started glowing. That's scary. Let's see, let me try to figure out who that is. Is that Brian? Brayden, okay, yeah, I can't tell. His eyes are glowing. What's that? Spiders, or spiders at the graveyard? Yeah, Nicole?
Spirits
and ghosts, right? Ooh. And so we think maybe there are just spirits and ghosts at the graveyard, but yeah, what do you have to say?
Bats,
okay, all kinds of scary things at the graveyard. Because I think we often think that something particular is scary about graveyards. Why does somebody go to live at a graveyard, right? Why do they go to a graveyard? What's happened? Yeah, Haley. What? Oh, I thought you had your hand up. No. So, what happens before someone goes to a graveyard? Before we take a person to a graveyard and they're just there forever. Yeah. Do you know, William?
They die.
That's right. People die, and so graveyards are the places where we put the remains of people who have died, right? And so we think death is scary, right? It's spooky. But in Buddhism, we know that everybody eventually dies. And so in Buddhism, death isn't scary. It's just a part of life. A couple weeks ago, we remembered all of our pets. And pets don't usually live as long as people do. So oftentimes if we've had a pet, we've had the experience of having to part with a pet, right? Or sometimes we have people in our life, grandparents or people who are older who pass away. Sometimes even people when they're not very old, they pass away. And so this is a part of life for everyone. And the Buddha teaches us this. This is the wonderful thing about the Buddha's teaching. We don't have to be afraid of death. When I went to Kyoto on this trip, I was able to take a couple days and go down to Kyoto. And one of the first things I did when I went to Kyoto is I went to Honganji, the main temple of our school of Buddhism. And then I went to a place called Otani Honbyo. Has anyone here ever been to Otani Honbyo? before? Yeah, it's a special temple, and it's in the middle of a big graveyard near the Kiyomizu Temple in Kyoto. And it's a place where almost all the temples in Jodo Shinshu have a special little obutsuda, a little niche where their members can be remembered. And I went there and I did omaiti at the little special obutsudan for the San Mateo Buddhist Temple. Did you know that there's a place in Kyoto where you can go and it says it's carved on the obutsudan, it's etched in a little plaque, it says San Mateo Buddhist Temple. And you can go there. Whenever a member of the San Mateo Buddhist Temple passes away, we fill out a little card and we mail it to Kyoto, and then it eventually winds up in that niche. So we also can remember all of our loved ones. So that's an important thing that we do as Buddhists, is we go to the graveyard. Why do we go? To remember those people who have passed away. So graveyards aren't scary. They may be a little spooky if there are spiders or bats flying around, but we don't need to be afraid because we're remembering people who have been very important to us and we feel grateful for them. And that's really what the teachings of the Buddha do. They take our feelings of fear, our fear of death, and they turn them into feelings of gratitude for everything that these people we remember have done for us. All of our loved ones, we remember people like Shindan Shonin, that's his grave site, is at that Otani Honbyo. We remember all of our loved ones, grandmas, grandpas, people who passed away, who have their graves, we go and remember them. And so instead of feeling afraid at the cemetery, we feel grateful. We feel a feeling of connection that these people are still a part of our lives. And so Shindan Shonin, he says that when we say Namo Amida Butsu, the four great Deva kings, these are special protectors in Buddhist teaching. They're very brave and they look very strong and powerful. And it says they protect us day and night and let no evil spirits come near. So what this means is when we say Namo Amida Butsu, we remember that the teachings of the Buddha are always there protecting us. That doesn't mean that they're going to keep problems or things from happening in our lives, but it means that we don't need to be afraid, because whatever happens in our life, we have the teachings of the Buddha to give us strength and courage. We have Namo Amida Butsu to give us strength. So even if we go to a spooky graveyard or we go out trick-or-treating tomorrow night and we see lots of scary costumes, if we come across Braden, he definitely has the scariest costume here today. We don't need to be afraid, because the teachings of the Buddha remind us that whatever happens, it's going to be okay. 私がこの間京都に帰ったら、早速大谷本廟にお墓参りに行きましたね。そして妻の実家に帰ったら、速やかにそのお墓に行って、手を合わせてお参りをしましたね。仏教というのは、お墓参りは一つの伝統ですね。アメリカ、このハロウィンの季節はお墓が怖いところ。日本に行ってもお墓がいたら幽霊、霊があるとか、という考えがあるんですけど、私たち仏教徒の中では、霊というのは怖がらなくていいということですね。というのは、先方者がみんな速やかにここに墓場に残るのではなくて、早速お浄土に往生して仏となり、そしていつも私のところに働きかけて、私たちも阿弥陀如来のお浄土のところに導く存在ですね。ですからこのお墓に行くときは、怖いというよりはありがたいという気持ちがあるんですね。この先方者がありがたい、私の救いになる仏様の御教えがありがたいという心が溢れてきて、南無阿弥陀仏の念仏を申して夜昼常に守られているお心があるんですね。 So when we go to gravesite, we're reminded that our loved ones have been protected and guided by the teachings of the Buddha and able to pass over into the world of immeasurable peace and bliss, and now they are guiding us too to go to that world So whenever we go to the grave, where our feelings of fear of death are turned into gratitude, and the Nembutsu flows forth with our deep peace of mind. So we'll conclude here. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho o negai shimasu. When we say Namo Amida Butsu, the four great Deva kings together protect us constantly, day and night, and let no evil spirits come near. Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.